from Aaron King. That's what the blues is all about. And 6:07 in the city right now. 7 minutes on the downside of six. And it's time to check in with Mr. Buddy Huggins. Of course, he's the promoter for Extreme Mid-South Wrestling, and he has a special guest this evening for you. Good evening, Mr. Huggins. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. What about yourself?
Doing wonderful. Feel good.
Well, that's good.
I've got a guest on the phone that everybody, we've had him on one time before, and he's going to be a frequent guest of mine. He's helping me. He's talking to me. He's coaching me. He's telling me what I need to do to make my life successful, healthy, wealthy, and wise. This man is George the Animal Steele.
Well, first of all, I'm a good friend of Cowboy Bill Watts, which is a pretty big star in your area, and I know that wrestling has been big there for a long time. I know that it slid down a little bit there for a while, and Buddy's working very hard to bring it back up, and me being what I am about wrestling, I love wrestling, I got to help him make this grow. Number one, I think that he's got some great talent right there locally. I talked to one of his young men the other day, one that had fairly big mouth, but that'll happen in our sport. What needs to be changed is some of the talent. I look at the WWF, and they've got some of the greatest talent growing today, and maybe 20 years ago, they wouldn't have survived. But I think The Rock, and The Rock is a superstar. His grandfather was a real tough superstar, Peter Maivia, and his dad, Rocky Johnson, was a pretty tough stud, too. And I think that Rocky is a great entertainer, but I would love to see him get in the ring with his grandfather. I would bet on his grandfather. What do you think about that, Buddy?
Yeah, I'm like you. His grandfather is still in good shape.
Well, he's not anymore because he's got rigor mortis to sit in, but he would be if he was with us.
I'm talking about his father.
His father's in great shape.
Father's in great shape. I seen him with his shirt off on a cliff the other day.
It's kind of scary, isn't it? Yeah, and I'm going to tell you something. Grandfather put both of them over his knee and spanked both of them if he was here.
He was that tough.
He was that tough. He sure was.
Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't had the privilege of seeing some tape from that era, you know, back in the when he wrestled.
I was around. I got in the ring with him. I can tell you, buddy, he was tough. Mm-hmm. He might have been one of my toughest opponents. Him and Bruno Sammartino lined right up there.
Well, when I get with you, you can show me some of that tape.
We'll do that.
Be wonderful.
I want to tell you something. I want you to do me a favor, though. I've been doing you all these favors. It's time for you to do me something.
Yes, sir.
This cannot be a one-way street.
I am
on a mission, and it's all about health care. Right now, as far as I'm concerned, and I talked to an economist that was with our president a few years ago, and tell me the president's name. Come on. Reagan.
You know that.
And he was talking about 20 years ago, he was talking about the Microsoft and the Internet becoming a great industry, and people kind of fluffed it off. They didn't believe it. Well, now we look at it and we say, well, he might have been right. And right now the same guy is talking about our health program, and I'm talking about our doctors and our medicine and the whole bit. All they do is treat sickness. And as long as they make money treating sickness, sickness is what we're going to have. And he thinks with the young people and the baby boomers looking at health in a totally different way, looking at the new gyms that are coming up, the weightlifting programs that people are getting involved in, and the also, very important, the aerobics and all the things that our ladies are doing, the running. You see people running all over the country, whether in the country or out in the city. Everybody's working out. And they're also getting a lot of things done, you know, facelifts and trying to look better. They're going to the fat loss programs, and they're doing everything they can to look better. This is called the wellness program. People are trying to stay well, and we've got to start helping these people before they get sick. Right now, in modern medicine, all they do is treat the symptoms after you've got one leg in the grave. Well, that's not good enough for me. I've been there and done that. I had Crohn's, and they had told me I had 6 months to live when Cowboy Bill Watts called me up. It got me going in a different direction. So what I'm telling you, buddy, is if I'm going to help you, you're going to help me, and I'm going to show you a way to help a whole lot of people. And we can help them with their health, and I'm telling you right now, down the road, if they'll listen to us, I can help them with their wealth. And that's my mission in life. I've wrestled the toughest there is, but this could be the toughest opponent I've ever had. But I'll tell you right now, I will beat it, and I will pin it. What do you say about that, buddy?
Right, and these people can read about what you and I are going to be doing on the Internet. You know, you're talking about the Internet being a valuable part of what's in the economy today.
That's powerful.
That's true. You can find my website real easy. It's www.midsouthwrestling.com. go to that website, and you'll start reading the story about George the Animal Steele, about Buddy Huggins, about Bill Watts. You'll hear this radio announcement on the Internet. I put them up every Thursday and every Friday. So
I'm excited about wrestling coming to the Mid-South. I'm excited about wrestling one day myself, maybe in February, thereabouts, in right there in Mississippi.
Exactly.
And I'm excited about you putting one of those young studs in the ring with me. I'm excited about all that.
Exactly.
But more excited is all the people that come to see us wrestle and enjoy it. I want, there's going to be people sitting there that are dying. Sometimes cancer is there before you ever know it. It takes 30 years for it to really take over the symptoms to show. We're going to help people save their lives and entertain the heck out of them while we're doing it.
Exactly. And I want people, I'm going to be right behind you, and I'm going to pay you back for you helping me. Because I tell you, I need a coach in my life, and I thank you very much for helping me. And I'll pay you back. We're going to make a mission to talk to these people at the shows about this. And I'm easy to find, folks. If you want to know what George is talking about, look me up in the phone book. I'm in Greenwood phone book. I'm easy to find. Let me plug the shows. I got a show coming up November the 11th in Batesville, Mississippi. It's free to the public. The Jagged Edge will be there. Michael Darkhart, y'all come on out. That's in association with All Pro. We're going to recruit stars from the independent scene at that show. I'll probably hire two or three people at that show. Coming Batesville, December the 1st. Y'all keep your ears open for that big show. George, I thank you. We're about running out of time, and I'm on.
God love everybody. We're here to help you. God love you, and good luck to you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your help. Al?
Okay, Ms. Huggins, thank you. We'll be talking with you tomorrow evening, okay?
Wonderful.
Okay.
See you then.
All right. That's Mr. Buddy Huggins. Of course, he's a promoter for Extreme Mid-South Wrestling with his special guest, George the Animal Steele. Of course, a legendary wrestler here in the Mid-South area. At 6:13 in the city right now, 13 minutes on the downside of 6. Of course, we'll be right back with much more continuous blues inside the Budweiser Blues Cruise. Out of 104.3 WGNL and the Audi 106.3 WGNG.
It was a day like any other, except for the haunting cry of a lone earthworm. Oh, I like that.
Louie.
I reached for my Budweiser long neck. Its longness lengthened my soul.
Louie, what are you doing?
I'm writing a novel. Be quiet.
Oh, boy.
A voice called to me. Ask not for whom the swamp tolls, Louie. It tolls for thee. And it's tolling big time, baby.
Louie, stop writing, please. I can't take
Frankie,
it.
Oh, Frankie, I was in a zone.
Just stick to the comedy.
Yeah, Frank, there's more to me than comedy.
Yeah, like what?
Like a tortured artist.
Yeah, if anyone's tortured, it's me.
Alas, Frank.
Alas.
How can you say these things? I am spilling my guts onto the page.
Yeah, well, I'm going to spill my lunch onto the page.
Yeah, well, you do not appreciate the art.
All right, Louie, face it. You're writing a novel so women will think you're cool.
Crossed my mind.
No, you're pathetic.
Oh, quiet, Frank. I must write. It was a day like any other, except that Frank could not stop yapping.
It's going to be a long summer.
Yap on, he said. Yap on, quoth the raven.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's the Budweiser WGNL G&G Blues Cruise. Monday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. The best blues in the Delta on 104.3 WGNL and the all-new 106.3 WGNG. Brought to you by Budweiser. That's the Budweiser WGNL G&G Blues Cruise. That's Monday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. Only on 104.3 WGNL and the all-new 106.3 WGNG. That's the Budweiser Blues Cruise.